Welcome to the Garbage Pod. One pod, one load of garbage.
29 and 28.
Remanded in custody.
There's something curious about this broadcast.
Hello everybody and welcome to our special festive edition of the Garbage Pod. As you've probably noticed, it's entitled, Is This Thing Garbage? Why? Well, all will be revealed in due course. Christmas is a time for fun and games, and I thought it would be a good idea to resurrect the TV family favourite, Jukebox Jury. And who better to co-host than musician, songwriter, and host of Is This Thing On? Independent music podcast, Nick Tan. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing extremely well, thank you.
You've been pretty busy lately, haven't you? You've been doing a lot of gigs.
I've done 14 gigs in the last 8 days.
Wow.
It's been exciting.
You've been doing a fair few in Scandinavia, haven't you?
Yeah, well, one of the other things I do is I'm a bass player, and I get called up to do various bits and pieces. And I got called up to, sounds like I've been conscripted. I was offered the job of being the bass player for a band called Coast, who a few people have heard of down here, but not that many. But they're quite big in Scandinavia and Denmark and Norway and stuff. And I went off on tour with them to Denmark, it's about 6 weeks ago now. And went over to, did another gig a couple of weeks ago in Norway. So that's quite good fun. But it's quite relaxing because I'm normally a solo artist. And so it's normally just me. So it's quite nice sometimes to just sit back and play bass and nod.
Tell us a little bit about your podcast, actually, Nick.
I've been doing it since about 2008. It started off just a few tracks a week, and around the sort of like 20, 30 mark and 40 and on a bit, I had a lot of content. And for me, some of those are some of the best ones because I got a lot of people collaborating in with me, and there were lots of comedy bits and things. But as it stands now, the podcast is basically made up of tracks that are sent to me. I don't download stuff on principle because there are things to do with Creative Commons licenses and stuff, and I don't want to get into all that stuff because I really haven't got time to chase people up. So people send me their stuff, generally about 50-50 artists and record labels. We're talking small indie labels and pluggers and things. These are people with not necessarily a lot of capital to throw around. And some of the stuff I play has not been very well recorded. Some of it, the vocals might not have been recorded very well, whatever. But for me, it's the only criteria is that I like the music. If I like it, if I believe it's got something there, I will play it. It goes out once a week on my website, isthisthingonpodcast.com. It also goes out twice a week on an internet radio station called Splash Music on a Thursday and Friday night. It also goes, I've also just started putting it on Mixcloud, and it goes out on another internet radio station whose name escapes me, Radio Dentata, which is a rather weird internet radio station in America. Don't Google it, anybody. Don't Google that. It might shock your tiny little impressionable minds, but they have a lot of weird stuff going on there. And I'm not quite sure why they picked to stream my podcast on it. As well as the podcast, there's a live version of the podcast, which I do once a month, where I invite artists that I've played on the podcast to come and perform live at the railway in Winchester. So if you want to find out about that, then simply just Google me, or you could just walk up to a computer and it should automatically just go to my name now.
You're everywhere.
The end. I'm everywhere.
And you've had some involvement on a soundtrack for a movie, I believe.
Oh yeah, I have. I got involved with a film called Parallel Lines last year. I know the producer, and she asked if I could come up with a track for the closing credits, and I did. And that comes out, I think, next year. I'm not sure. It's definitely not this year because they're still just finishing a few of the edits now. It's an independent film, a science fiction theme, called Parallel Lines, and I've mixed that. And I was actually, I'd recorded the tracks, but I didn't have any time to mix it or master it because I was going off. I did a tour of Scotland for my sins with the band Coast, and I gave it to a friend of mine called Sigurdur Gudmundsson in Iceland, who mixed and mastered it for me for nothing, bless his little cotton socks. And he did a very, very good job of it. And he sort of made it all sound good and put it all together. So yes, that should be quite good when it comes out. I don't think I'll get any money out of it, but you do these things, don't you? Have I given you the address to send the cheque to for this, by the way?
Sorry?
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
This is
Marcus Innuendo Bingo Henson
wishing all those listeners of the Garbage Pod a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us here at Spitball.
On Jukebox Jury, there's always a panel of guests to review the music played in the show. And in true Blue Peter style, here's one I prepared earlier. First on the panel, we have James Hart. James, by day, is an IT engineer, but by night, an aspidistra and a bit of an audio anorak who has featured on quite a few podcasts and now can add the Garbage Pod to his list. If James was on a pub quiz, his chosen subject really would be 80s music and technology and avoiding doing the ironing. He also has a radio show on Friday evenings on Mint FM. Hi James, how are you doing?
Good evening. Yes, I'm very well, thank you very much. It's nice to be indoors on an evening like this.
Yeah, it is a bit chilly lately outside.
And dark.
Yeah, very. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your radio show.
It's a movable feast at the moment. Well, it started off being a Tuesday evening. I called it Late Night Loaf because it was a kind of homage to a chap who used to do a radio show across the UK playing love songs. And I thought, no, you don't want to play love songs in the evening. You want to get people sort of happy and cheerful rather than the soppy sort of stuff about, I don't know, dreadful things that happen in people's lives. So I just play upbeat music, muck about. There's Twitter, there's Facebook. The internet is fantastic for getting people involved in radio shows, especially if they're sort of broadcasting live. And we just have a great deal of fun for people who don't want to go out on a Friday evening because it's a bit too expensive these days. So pour yourself a glass of wine, listen to the show, and who knows how quickly 2 hours can go by if you're drinking and listening to my radio show.
And where can they find this?
I work on a very small internet radio show. It's a radio station. It's called Mint FM, mintfm.net. There are quite a few internet radio stations popping up around the world, and it is brilliant because, for me, audio is the key to existence, because you can do anything you like while you're listening to something. If you've got the telly on or you're watching YouTube videos, well, certainly if you're walking along, you end up crashing into people and things. Listening to audio, you can do practically anything you like except the ironing.
Yeah, one thing I suggest you don't do whilst you're ironing is pick up the phone, because you may pick up the wrong thing.
Absolutely. And of course, you may end up ironing over your headphone cables, and that's pretty messy as well.
Oh, yeah. Melted cables is the last thing you need.
Indeed.
Next up, we have Dan Thompson. Dan is an artist and writer based in the South Coast, and he is the founder and director of Revolutionary Arts and the author of Pop-Up Business for Dummies. In 2012, he was included in the Time Out and Hospital Club's Culture 100, which is a list of the most inspiring and influential people in the UK's creative industries. He's also won a number of awards, including a Team London Award from the Mayor of London, and was the winner of the Coast Awards 2011 Unsung Hero Trophy. On top of that, Dan has been known for being a bit of a muso, and has a music collection that you can only really class as being eclectic. Welcome on board, Dan.
Hello, good to be here.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself, because I know you've been involved in lots of projects, and you've got a big one you're involved with at the moment, haven't you?
I'm an artist. I get bored really, really easily, so I'm always starting up new projects. And for about 13 years, I've been really interested in the idea of reusing empty shops, putting products into empty shops around the country. And about public spaces and the places in our towns that we don't use very much, getting them activated, brought back to life.
Because you've recently moved to Margate. Isn't that your hometown, isn't it?
It is. I've lived in Worthing for 39 years, all my life, and moved to Margate, end of summer this year.
And you've been part of the project to try and regenerate the kind of theme park area that they had there, haven't you? Dreamland?
I'm a bit of a fraud, really. I've only been here a short time and I've got involved already, but there's been a long-running campaign, well over 10 years, to save Dreamland. Dreamland was the first amusement park in the country. It's got a 1920 listed roller coaster on the site. An amazing place, but is now completely empty. Was last opened in 2006 and was kind of run down by the owners who wanted to use the site for development, wanted to build housing on the site. And a community sprung up who wanted to save it, a group of people who wanted to fight for Dreamland being an amusement park. They've secured over £10 million of funding. They've got the council to buy the site using its compulsory purchase orders off the landowner. So it's now in community ownership. And the work's about to start on turning it into the world's first heritage amusement park, full of historic rides and great spaces for events to go on as well.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Open in 2015, so yeah, by 2015. We've already got the Turner Contemporary Gallery here, which is an incredible art gallery down on the seafront. We've got stunning sands at Margate. And in 2015, we'll have the historic amusement park open again, making it, yeah, really, really good place to be right now.
So basically make a note in your diaries, folks.
Absolutely. Hotels will fill up fairly quickly, so get your bookings in now, I reckon.
Let's hope.
If you don't mind my mentioning, I used to go to Dreamland Margate when I was a kid, because I lived in Canterbury, and it was, well, I was a teenager. That used to be the place we used to go in the early 90s. It's a shame. It's a shame it's been derelict, but so good that you're working on it.
What's incredible about getting involved in this project is the number of people who've got a Dreamland story. And I'm hoping I'm going to do some work over the next year collecting some of those and doing some podcasts around people's stories and memories of Dreamland, because everyone can tell you their parents met there, they worked there. It's so many stories around that place.
Keep us informed on that one, Dan, because we'd definitely like to promote whatever you're coming up with for it.
Well, just follow the hashtag, hashtag Love Dreamland on Twitter, and stuff will appear on a regular basis.
Right, last and no means least, we have Adrian Silas. Adrian, aka Dr. M, is the founder and creative director of Masquerade Events and Kazade Music, and he's also organised some of the most out-of-this-world events, including Jonathan Ross's legendary Halloween parties. Adrian and his host of alter egos know how to put the fun into funk, and when he's around, always expect the unexpected. How you doing, sir?
Good evening. I like that, the fun in funk. That's a really good one. How are you doing, guys? And welcome and thanks for being on the show. Great, looking forward to it.
So, Adrian, what have you got in the pipeline?
Well, over the many years of events, I've built up a fantastic collection and association with, you know, lots of musicians, lots of great music. I know Nick will be keen on that, because I'm a great believer, and I'll say this live and clear, support live music. Live musicians, live music at events, parties, you know, it's all great, and there's nothing better than watching people who play great live music and entertain people, then get back in the studio and put things together. So one of my efforts last year was to put together two albums on Kazade Music, its first year. Andy Mitchell and the Big Funk Corporation have been playing for me for years. The first album was a funk album, disco funk 70s, 80s, called Can You Handle It? Front cover is, I've got a curious trick, is the funk detective on the trail of the funk. So that's a kind of a nice covers album. Superb band. We've got Matt Johnson, who plays keyboards for Jamiroquai. We've got Janet Rasmus, and we've got other people from Incognito and various other funk bands on the circuit. So there's some copies of the Can You Handle It, Andy and the Big Funk Band, to give away. At the same time, we went back to back in the album and did, on the second day of recording, Andy the Big Funk, He Ain't Heavy, a nice Christmas funk album. Slightly different. There's a bit of funk in there with a nice gospel choir. So I've got a large stash of albums, and I'm going to be giving them away through you, Mark.
Okay.
As you see fit, however you want to do it, if you want to run a competition or first one in or whatever. But I said to you yesterday, 10 copies of each, and I feel like screwed because I've got so many. So let's go. 25 copies of each album. Something nice to win, get, give away. to your family, friends, other pet dog, whatever. So 50 copies of some great music, and there you go. That's my contribution for Christmas. Guys, of course, as judges, Mandis, you get the wrapped up velvet copies express courier with a dwarf on its way to you.
That's absolutely wonderful of you, Adrian. Thanks for that.
Well, I'll leave that to you. You and the guys, maybe you and the head together with the
link. Yeah, I'll definitely do that, and then I'll get back to you, and we can sort out what we need to do.
Absolutely.
Hello, Mark, and all your lovely listeners. It's Richard Vobes here, author and bald explorer, filmmaker and podcasting nutter. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas, and I hope you get whatever you want in your stocking. I'm sure it's more than just a foot. Anyway, take care and have fun, and watch out for the antics of the Bald Explorer in 2014. Cheers!
Ho, ho, ho!
Okay, here's the rules of the show. I will play four tracks by various artists or bands, provided by Nick, and after each track is played, my panellists will in turn give a short review and mark the track out of 10. At the end of the show, Nick, who will act as my Rosemary Ford, or age-depending whoever did the scores on Generation Game, will add up the scores for us. The winner will be the artist or band with the highest score. You can't say fairer than that. I think I just did, actually. Are you ready, gents?
Ready.
Absolutely.
Then no, I mean yes.
Then let's go. Nick, who's up first?
First act you're going to hear, the first act tonight, actually, is April Maybe May. I'll give you a little bit of their bio. Right, April Maybe May. What it says on their website, which is seahouserecords.co.uk, it says April Maybe May are Rosie Hillman and Matt Casale. They began their musical career as solo artists and met in 2003 as songwriters and a songwriters group in their hometown of Barrow Inverness in Cumbria. I love their stuff. I've been playing it for years. I've just got their latest album that they sent me this, in fact, 2 days ago. But I thought I'd play this track because this track, I play it all the time. I play it just to listen to at home. You know, it's good with a good meal, etc. And it still makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up on end. This is April Maybe May and Sugar and Mess.
This just doesn't feel right. This life doesn't feel like mine. I don't see the daylight. Been working from 9 till 9. Got a pain in my chest. Where a heart once grew, I once felt pretty. Don't want to appear with dreams of a wedding day. A boy, the kiss come. Together we run away. Oh, look at me now. With my unspoken vows, the choices I made and the price I have paid. Oh, say it's too late now. I'll find a way somehow out of this trap. I just need a map and someone to read it. It's all sugar and mess.
That was April, maybe May, with Sugar and Mess. And let's see what the guys thought of that. Let's start with James. What did you think, James?
Well, it's kind of like a very simple production, isn't it? It kind of put me in the mind of a smoky bar, you know, with the sort of twiglets on the sail behind the counter and the toilets have a sort of dark green door. And there's a bloke sitting in the corner who's nursing, well, what looks like his fourth pint of bitter, carrier bag, gently dangling on the floor. He looks sad. Oh, and the twiglets are out of date. But as for the song, it was all right.
Dan, what about you?
He's spot on the money there. It's all right. I'm in a room surrounded by boxes of really good 7-inch singles that I've been collecting. Loads of really good soul and really good old easy listening and jazz and funk and stuff. And that was all right. But it didn't really go anywhere. It didn't quite take off. It kind of felt like something was coming that never quite got there. All right, but not a great tune.
Adrian?
I like that. I'm in a kind of a mellow mood tonight, so maybe it's the fact I'm in a mellow mood and the back music cave with my Red Bull here chilled out in the dark that kind of appealed to me. But I was very much in the mood, and that was a nice starter for me. I'm just quickly having a quick peek on their website, and I really love the arty picture. There's a little blue box on the seashore with a blue door that opens and the sea waves going. So, Seahouse Records. I'd like to hear more about them. It was cool, nice start.
Right, so if I can ask you for your scores, I'll start off with you, Adrian, as we've just spoken with you. What do you give that out of 10?
Okay, it's real difficult now because I've got to be the first scorer on the first song. So maybe I'm going to set the benchmark, excuse me, guys, but I'll give that a six. I like that.
Dan?
Oh, I'll go for a six.
What about you, James?
Well, given that you're not allowed to smoke in pubs anymore, I'd give that an electronic cigarette and 5.
Okay.
Bit drab, to be honest.
Hello there, garbage podophiles. Gareth Jones from Gareth Jones on Speed here. Just wishing you a Merry Christmas, or a Nadolig Llawen, as we would say in Wales. Or perhaps, as we might say on Gareth Jones on Speed, Merry Christmas from Gareth Jones on Speed! Merry Christmas.
Okay, let's go on to the next song. So what have we got, Nick?
The next track is by Matt Stevens. I've been playing Matt Stevens' tracks for as long as I can remember, since I was a boy. He's brilliant. We're good friends. We've sort of, he's kind of like my mentor. He's kind of like my hero. I love him. I love Matt Stevens. He's got a fantastic band called The Fierce and the Dead. And I could have picked any of his tracks. But this one is the one that I just adore. This is from his, I think it's from the Ghost album, and this is called Burnt Out Car. Thank you.
So that was Matt Stevens and Burnt Out Car. And I kind of like this one actually myself. It kind of has this feel of driving through Provence or somewhere like that. So let's see what other people thought. Adrian, let's start with you this time.
I really like this guy. Now, on my events, I like to do something a bit different, have someone come on and a cabaret swap. This guy's like a guitar Doctor Who. I can imagine him with massive guitars and lots of pedals and bits and bobs, you know, doing his stuff.
Just wanted to say that Matt Stevens does all that stuff live with a looping pedal.
I just think that's great, but I kind of like that because I could visualise him live doing all his mad stuff. I can kind of get the feeling this guy lets go. And Burnt Out Car, that's a great one. We've all had a Burnt Out Car. I like it.
Okay, Dan.
I've never had a Burnt Out Car. I can't drive. I've only got a push bike. That sounded quite soundtracky to me. It was, yeah, that's a bit more interesting.
And what about you, James?
Well, the guitar, the timbre and the harmonics put me in mind of Japanese prodigious musician Cornelius, except where Cornelius would have had, like, big beats and a massive bass halfway through the second minute. This one stayed strictly acoustic. The guitar sounds were just fantastic. I'm not entirely sure the music went anywhere, and the lyrics were absolute rubbish.
Okay, so let's get the scores for that one. James, let's start with you on that.
Not allowed half marks, am I?
No, it makes it a bit more complicated.
Somewhere between a 6 and a 7. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt because it is nearly Christmas, and I'll say 7.
Dan?
Yep, 7 for me as well for that one.
And lastly, Adrian.
For the fierce 6, for the dead 8, that levels out a 7 for me.
Brilliant.
Hello, Cabbage Pat, Garbage Pod. May I take this opportunity?
Will you shut up?
On this wonderful podcast, on which I myself have been honoured to appear, not once, but twice, to wish you all a Merry Crimbo and a prosperous New Year. Bloody carol singers.
So, let's see what we've got next. What have we got next, Nick?
What have we got next? We have got the Travis Waltons. I met the Travis Waltons, I think probably last year. I actually did do an open mic session. I very rarely do them, but I did one in Bristol, so I was visiting a friend of mine. And I met the guys from there then, and they sent me this track. And again, it's a track, they sent me about 4 tracks. And again, I could have played any of those, but this one, there's something about it. I just think it's a great pop song. This is the Travis Waltons, A Millionaire.
I'm ungrateful.
So that was the Travis Waltons with Millionaire. Let's start with Dan this time. What did you think of that?
There's some great stuff coming out of Bristol at the moment. They're a Bristol band. There's some really good stuff. Have a listen to an outfit called She Makes War, who are out of Bristol as well. We're also doing lots of stuff with looping pedals and really interesting, She Makes War. So Bristol's a bit of a hotspot. There's some good stuff going on. Not sure that was the greatest thing out of Bristol at the moment. It sounded a bit to me like they want to write an anthem. They want to be a Coldplay or a King or somebody, and I'm not keen on those kind of anthemic bands. Doesn't do it for me.
Okay, James, what about you?
Well, I thought this is quite a sort of clean, uncluttered recording, almost with a bit too little presence. You know, I'd expect them to be a bit more passionate and dynamic and shouty in a live show. And I'd go and see them live in Bristol or wherever it is. It's good melodic stuff. Yeah, it's a good song, but it doesn't have the body I'd want in a recording. And frankly, I don't have the body I want because that's because I eat so much chocolate.
Adrian, what about you?
You know, there was some sadness in that. I mean, I like the vibe. I get what they're doing, and there's quite a few of them in there. But there's a kind of a real sadness in there, in the song, but not in a negative kind of way. In a way that makes you listen to the lyrics more. I was listening more to the lyrics actually rather than to the music. But yeah, I get them.
Nick, you got anything to add on that?
Oh, no. You'd hate my podcast. I just think they're brilliant. The simplicity of the recording I love. I love the fact that it's stripped down. I love the fact that it's just a nice, you know, just got a nice feel to it. And it's the poppy feel, because I think tomorrow you'll be going da 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 da. It's an earworm. And tomorrow, you wait and see, he says, shaking his fist at the screen. You see, I'll show you. And they're not even my band.
So, once again, it's time for the scores, and we'll start off with you, Adrian, because you were the last one to review.
I like this number six. This number six is doing it for me tonight, six.
Okay, James?
A six from me. It would be a seven if they could buy themselves a decent drum machine.
And Dan?
Just a five from me, I'm afraid.
Well, it's been another year, and a Merry Christmas to everyone at the Garbage Pod, from Alan Taylor Shearer and all of us here at 1800 Online. Enjoy Christmas. Bah humbug. Oh, sorry.
Do you want me to tell you about the LCD?
Please, if you would.
Okay. LCD is the acronym of Last Child Dancing. And Chris is the main guy in Last Child Dancing, and I've known Chris for a few years. I've put on a few shows, and he's turned up and just done what you're about to hear here, on an acoustic guitar. And I love rap. I love spoken word. It doesn't mean that it's all good. There's some awful rap. There's some stuff I'm not into, but his stuff is brilliant. This track that I've been playing, I haven't played this particular track on the podcast for a while, but I did play one of his tracks on my last podcast, which is out already, called End of Summer. It's a great track. He's a great guy, and this is called The Balcony.
We played spin the bottle, no conversation, full throttle. Didn't have the patience to wobble the table to land onto me. Luckily, fifth time running, the speed of my strumming. Sat quick, I fell into something so deep I could sleep for an hour or two. Wake up and see that I'm down with you, an hour running. Finally, someone in my life was inspiring me to be the man I've always tried to be. My mates say stay away, but they're jealous. That's just fillers on the Larry Ailes. Was a fairy tale and this book was my lover. Shit was, I just read the cover. When I looked inside I got took for a ride. Cause girl, with legs like bushfire, yeah they spread so quick. Hungry for love and you fed me tricks. No, you weren't no Juliet, no. Still no happy ever after. But with a cut this deep I'm gonna have to get plastered. So Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou fans? Just another musician finding it hard to understand. Romeo, Romeo, no, that was never me. just one of many lonely hearts up on a balcony. Oh, it's a regular thing, a relationship goes astray. I say it's the hardest ship to sail. I'm a man over 40 and not by a whale. In my office feeling microscopic when I should be watched by people into topics. But all I can write about is how I live my life without my soulmate. But she knows, he knows, she knows he's an egotistical maniac. Half his heart's unavailable, gets shoes with his brain but the fame he lacks. To write more songs and make more money, try and right your wrongs. Find a love that lasts, but you can't because you live too fast and you wish you could live your past. But girl, with legs like bushfire, yeah, they spread so quick. Hungry for love and you fed me tricks. No, you weren't no Juliet, no. Still no happy ever after. With a cut this deep, I'm gonna have to get plastered. But girl, with legs like bushfire, yeah, they spread so quick. Hungry for love and you fed me tricks. No, you weren't no Juliet, no. Still no happy ever after. With a cut this deep, I'm gonna have to get plastered. So Romeo, Romeo, wherever I'm bound, find it's just another musician finding it hard to understand. Romeo, Romeo, no, that was never me. Just one of many lonely hearts up on a balcony. Wake up, madness, get out of your bed, cause you're out of your depth. You're out of your depth. Wake up, madness, get out of your bed. Are you already dead? Are you already dead? Wake up, madness, get out of your bed. Cause you're out of your depth. You're out of your depth. Wake up, madness, get out of your bed. Are you already dead? Are you already dead? So Romeo, Romeo, wherever art thou found, just another musician finding it hard to understand. Romeo, Romeo, no, that was never me. Just one of many lonely hearts up on a balcony. Romeo, Romeo, wherever art thou found, just another musician finding it hard to understand. Romeo, Romeo, no, that was never me. Just one of many lonely hearts upon a balcony. That's where I always seem to be.
So that was LCD and the balcony. I actually really like this one. It kind of reminds me of there was a tune a few years out. I think it was by a guy who calls himself Just Jack. I can't remember what the song was called now, but it was all about being on X Factor when all your friends tell you that you're doing a good thing.
Stars
by going
in your eyes.
That's the one. It kind of reminds me of that a little bit. What did you think, James?
Well, I was thinking as I was playing, over the past 15, 20, 30, or even possibly 120 years, there have been musicians who've sat down with a small bunch of other musicians doing heartfelt beat poetry to a luscious backing track, just like what you said, Just Jack, Declan Bennett, David Ford, Jason Mraz, Vanilla Ice. You see, I quite like the lyrics, but I just get a feeling I've heard almost all of those words before, except maybe Pushbike. Words to your mother. Actually, I quite liked it, but Nick's going to kill me.
Next up, Adrian.
I really like that. I can imagine this guy just being somebody who, not overnight, but over time, you know, swells with numbers, fans, followers. I like the beat, I like the words, I like the whole way it's put together. The guy's a real musician, loves his music, and he's not afraid to get out and do his stuff. I like that the most out of all the songs tonight.
What about you, Dan?
Yeah, I think I like that the most out of the stuff we've heard tonight. He's got a bit of a voice, it sounds a bit original, like he's trying to do something different. Definitely fits in with other stuff that's going on, people like sort of Kate Nash and Niz Loppy and people. But I have a bit of concern. I think the lyrics could be a bit misogynistic, a bit sexist. I think he needs to kind of watch out on that, because that taints it a little bit for me.
Nick, over to you.
I'm with Dan, actually, with the misogynistic lyrics. That sort of did trouble me a little bit, and I did think about that before I sent it off. But I don't know, it's such a good track.
Okay, let's do the scores. Stan was the last person to speak, so what do you rate that one?
Well, I would have gone for an 8, but the lyrics have knocked it down to a 7 for me. So he loses a point at least for some dodgy lyrics there.
Adrian.
Okay, for the dodgy lyrics and the music, an 8.
and James.
I think it's going to get the Robin Thicke end of a 7 from me as well.
Hi, Mark. It's Laura LaRue calling to wish you and your lovely listeners a beautiful holiday season. And I have a little poem by Shel Silverstein called Snowball. I made myself a snowball as perfect as could be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and let it sleep with me. I made it some pajamas and a pillow for its head. Then last night it ran away, but first it wet the bed. Now, Mark, I really hope that your Christmas is much better than that. So have lots of fun. Don't forget to bundle up. It's cold out there. And have a fantastic 2014.
So, that's all four of the songs played, so it's the moment of truth. Nick, can we have the results in reverse order, please?
You can indeed. And joint last, what an accolade, I have to share that together, are April, Maybe May and the Travis Waltons, all on 17. In second place is Matt Stevens and Burnt Out Car. And that means that the LCD has won, despite the dodgy lyrics. We can't forgive him for that. And he's won with a massive 22.
So congratulations to LCD for being the winner of the first TGP Jukebox Jury. If you enjoyed the Jukebox Jury style show and you'd like us to produce another one sometime next year, then get in touch. Our contact details will be at the end of the show.
You should do the next one, Dan. Bring some of your tunes along. That'd be ace.
Absolutely, count me in.
But Dan, I'm very impressed because your Twitter following numbers are boosting, you know, 13,000 plus now. Immense, fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of work goes into it, but I mean, Twitter's taken me all around the world in the last couple of years. It's taken me out to Rotterdam, Amsterdam, Italy, out to Australia at the start of this year. All thanks to working via Twitter. Great thing to use.
Excellent.
It is quite amazing, really, because I'm going back to when you were involved with the cleanup campaign after the riots in London. I mean, you just put out one tweet and basically the capital went mad.
I'm watching the riots the same as the rest of us, I guess, on News 24, but felt I had to do something. So asked people to go and help their local independent shop, go and help clean up their local independent shop. And I thought we'd get about 50 people. I had 4,000 followers on Twitter at that time. I thought we'd get kind of 50 people turned out. We ended up with about 12,000, a dozen events across London, and I got to go to number 10 to meet David Cameron, and was then invited to the Olympic opening ceremony as a thank you for my work. So quite amazing what Twitter can do for you.
Listener, if you're not following Dan Thompson, it's Artists Makers. Follow him. Brilliant.
Yeah,
if you're not following all of you guys, James Hart and Nick Tan and even the infamous Dr. Masquerade, the legendary lunchbox, go do it now.
James, have you got anything to promote, by the way?
No, I just sit here quietly. I don't want to make a fuss, you know. I'll tell you what, if I could ask Liz, if you're listening, if you could avoid the M1... between Junction 10 and Junction 6, at between 9 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning, and 5:30 and 7:30. That would be great. That's all I could ask. No, it's fine. I'm happy. I'm just happy to be here.
We'll make it happen, don't worry.
To be honest with you, I think there are much better things to tweet about. But yes. I don't... Go on, you were going to say something, Mark.
Yeah, you appear on, as I said at the top of the show there, you appear on quite a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, here and there. I still love podcasts. I still think that on-demand media as well as live media is still something that people have an appetite for. And if I can support them, and more importantly for me, support British podcasts, because there are a hell of a lot fewer of us doing it than in America. And I still think that we do it better than them in some respects, because we have this kind of, I don't know, sort of irreverent... British, absolutely. Absolutely, Adrian. It's his Britishness that really just brings the charms to it. So I'm always willing to support and help podcasts if I can. So while your mobile phone, your Android or your iPhone can do it, keep on downloading podcasts. And if you want to listen to the radio, do that. But frankly, the stuff that gets played on some commercial radio stations, you can just listen to it for 20 minutes and you don't need to listen to it again for a year.
Shall we just say global domination policy?
Well, indeed. Now, that is a good reason to listen to Nick Tan's podcast. It's like cleansing the palate.
Crichton, what's in this box? It looks like a small red dwarf garbage pod, sir. What, a full one? No, sir. We stopped using the small ones a long time ago. Well, let's open it then. Oh, God, that stinks. I thought you said it was empty. Sorry about that, sir. Sometimes the little suckers get away. That's disgusting. Oh, no. It won't close. There's a message, sir. Say, Merry Christmas, garbage pod, to close. Ah, Crichton, you know I hate Christmas. It's the only way, sir. Well, I'm not going to do it. But that stench. Come on, sir. You can do it. Just a little one. Yeah. Okay, anything, just to get it closed. Merry Christmas, garbage pod. Look, sir, it's working. There now, sir. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Ah, humbug.
Merry Christmas, garbage pod. Bye-bye, little fella.
Before we draw this episode to a close, I'd like to mention a few things. Firstly, don't forget to check out the show notes, where there will be a few links to all my guests, the artists, the bands played tonight, and all the lovely folks that sent in festive messages. Also, there's an awesome video Christmas card sent in by NASA's NASA Edge Vodcast team. And while you're on the website, why not enter Dr. M's CD giveaway competition, which you'll find on our blog page. I'd like to thank Nick, James, Dan and Adrian for taking the time out to be on the show tonight. I'd also like to thank Marcus Henson, Jimmy Hastell, Gareth Jones, Richard Vobes, Lloyd Bailey, Alan Taylor Shearer and the lovely Laura LaRue for their festive greetings. And of course, everyone out there in the podosphere for standing by us and sending us tweets of encouragement. It really does make it worthwhile when we get that feedback. After all,
your input is our output.
Well, I think there's only one thing left to say, and that's...
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And a happy New Year!
Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of The Garbage Pod. Visit www.thegarbagepod.weebly.com for the show notes for this or any other episode of The Garbage Pod or TGP Extra. Just look for the Garbage Pod show section in the menu. While you're on the website, why not have a nose about? You can find a little bit more about me and the rest of the crew and find out what's going on in the podosphere by reading the blog and much, much more. Let us know what you think of the show.
Send an email to garbagepod@virginmedia.com.
Or you can use the social media icons at the top of the website, which include Twitter and Facebook. If you would like to subscribe to the show, you can do so via iTunes, the RSS feed, and now Stitcher On Demand Radio. If you look on the right-hand side of the show's page, the blog, or even the video vault, you'll see a little button there that says Donate. If you like what we do and you feel that you could give us a little something just to help us out a bit, we would be most appreciative. And don't forget, spread the word. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.
The Garbage Pod is a Spamhead production.
Isn't it funny how you all go very seasonal? Yo ho ho, Merry Christmas, everybody!
Hey! Makes you smile, that's very important.